to Jesus. He is the reason you're here tonight. He is the reason you're still alive. Is he the reason why you live? Just wave your hands wherever you are. Wave your hands to Jesus.
You breathe through me, my Savior. Thank you.
To the Reality Brothers for having me here. You know, I already told you what you're doing for God is exceptional. You know, there is no better time in our lives to praise God more than ever before than the time we are in. In fact, the reason why you live as a child of God is to praise God. The reason you became born again is to worship God. And to win others to worship him too. So congratulations. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. And thank you to my... Where is Osama? Has he gone? Oh, no. He's not sleeping, is he? You know, he's one comedian that I listen to. I'm very, very introverted. I don't mix with a lot of people. But this man is... one person that makes me laugh. You know, one time I was at your event, you were talking about, you made a joke with You know, someone that was controlling radio. I don't know what it was. Do you remember? You made a joke about someone that was controlling radio and his voice was going down. Was it you?
Hello?
Yeah. Long time ago. Oh, you've been following me now?
I've been following you. You don't know.
Oh. You see, I wasn't making mistake when I said that I don't like coming too close to you because you're anointed. Please, can we appreciate it? I didn't know. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I must say thank you for coming to Jos. This means a lot to us.
Jos is a beautiful place. I want to come back again, to be honest. The impression they gave us about Jos, there, it's like everybody ran away, you know, there's trouble. But everywhere is peaceful. I will definitely come back and come back again.
Oh, hey! You just gave us our Christmas gift. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? You know, this is not just a show, like the, you know, minister said. It's not just a show. Some of you came in here sick, but you're going to leave this place healed. Because wherever Jesus is, miracle happens. Wherever Jesus is, testimonies happen. Who believes? Just give him praise. Now, some of you say, when I came in here and my leg is aching, you're going to leave here and your leg will not pain you. Did you come with your dancing shoes? No, you're not sounding like you did come with your dancing shoes. Who came here with their dancing shoes? Are you sure? Now, tell your neighbor to give you some space. How many young people do we have in this place today? Who is ready? Who is ready? Who is ready? Eh? Are you sure? Then make a joyful noise! Tell your neighbor to give him some space. Have you gotten your space? Oh yeah, let's go. Hey! Begin to dance. Don't wait for anybody. Sound. Wave. Put your hands up. Make a joyful noise. One, two, three, go. Put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up.
As I come, let the name of Jesus stay from my mouth. As I sleep, as I do my work, let the name of Jesus stay from my mind. Your name is great, your name is might, your name is bigger than what people say. Your name is kind, your name. Your name is might. Your name is bigger than what the people say. Your name is kind. Your name is love. Your name supersedes everyone that I know.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy. Holy, holy.
Yeah.
The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy. Holy, holy. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Jehovah, I want to see my breath. Jehovah, I do it, I do joyful noise. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. With. Sound. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Holy, holy.
Holy, holy. Holy, holy,
yeah.
The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Are you ready to take it up? Are you ready? Are you sure? 1, 2, 3, go. Whip. Are you ready? Yeah. Whip. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Jump. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's go.
Your love has taken over me, Father. I have confidence in you. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Your love has taken over me, Father. Yes, you cover me. Yes, you.
yo. Nothing can separate me from your love, oh God. No be lie, it's not only you which in my life. Ooh, yeah.
What?
Your love is unshakable, blessings are uncountable. Everything that you do, Lord, I cannot tell it all. Let me count.
What?
God and God alone, let your name be glorified, yeah. King of kings, God of lords, you are the Lion of the Lamb, you are. Let your name be glorified. Do the lily of the valley, let your name be glorified. I'm gonna dance for you. Oh, I'm in the yeah. Your love is unshakable, blessings are uncountable. Everything that you do, Lord, I cannot tell you. Let me count.
One, two, three, four.
Yo, put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Everybody say. Everybody say. Everybody jump, 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 jump. Make a drum for now.
Yo.
My prayer for you today is that as you're here jumping and rejoicing, whether you are at the back or you're in the front, my prayer is that by this time next year, you will be the one we are celebrating.
Amen.
You know, some of you, when you hear that, oh, Frank Edwards is coming, you will come out. When you hear, you know, Reality Brothers are performing, you will come out. But I pray that by this time next year, whatever you do, it may not be music, people will come out for your sake. God will announce your work. It may not be music. Whatever it is that your hand is doing, people will gather for your sake. Say it like you believe it. Who believes you are a superstar? Tell your neighbor, say, I'm a superstar. Are you a star? I want to sing a special song for you because you're a superstar. So what you can do for me is put on your torchlight and begin to wave it. And as you wave, your light will never go off. The light in your family will never go off. Just wave because you're a star. Tell somebody, say, I'm a star. Keep waving it. Sound. Waving your light. There will always be light in your family. You are the light of that family. And no devil can put your light off. No devil can kill you before your time. Because the life of God is in you. The light of God is shining through you. And you will continue to shine until you become that which God has ordained you to be. Nobody here will die untimely. No child here will die untimely. Nobody here will die of sickness because the hand of God is upon you and you are a star. America is waiting for you. Canada is waiting for you. Germany is waiting for you. The whole world is waiting for you. You will not die a local champion. We are. Let me hear you. Stars, we are.
We are. We are.
Ooh, stars, we are.
We are.
You're shining all over the world.
We are.
the light of God within you is shining all over the world. Oh, stars we are. Can we do without this big light there in my eyes? Sure. Just remain where you are. Remain where you are. Still keep waving your light. I see many stars in this place. God will raise many stars in this place. And you know, Joss is actually very blessed. This town has given birth to a lot of superstars. And yet to come. And you are one of those. You know, that's why, you know, I don't talk a lot, but, you know, I observe. And every time I see this man, Osama, he doesn't know how much I celebrate him. And you know why? Because there are some people that immediately they become popular, they will relocate to Lagos. Just to, you know, some of them is just, you know, something of a status. They feel like it boosts their status. But the fact that God made you big and you remain here, you have given hope to a lot of younger ones. You have given them hope. You have made them to believe that you can actually shine to the rest of the world from where you are. So you've given them hope even without knowing. I celebrate you. Please put your hands together for him. I mean, he's an A-list comedian. He can choose to live wherever he wants. Maybe buy another house in Lagos. But his staying here is just to let you know that, look, this place is blessed. And from this place, you can be all that God wants you to be. Who believes? God will do great and mighty things through you. I'll tell you one story. When, you know, I was having some recordings with Don Moen. You know, we were having some recordings. I think that was in Nashville. So, as we were in the studio working, it just struck my mind that when this man was already on TV singing, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his heart. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Now, at that time, he sang that song. This song was on TV. I was still hawking on the streets. So what happens is, as I'm hawking, I see, you know, all the people selling, you know, like DVD by the roadside. I will stand there and be watching him with what I'm selling. If somebody told me that one day I'll be in the same room, he even came to my house. So if somebody told me in my hawking days that one day this man you are carrying your granite and watching will be in your living room, I would say, stop talking nonsense. Because it doesn't make any sense. That's why the things God wants to do for you today doesn't make any sense. You don't have to believe it. Do you understand? You don't have to believe that God can for him to be able to do it. Do you understand? So some of you, you're in too much mess that you're already thinking that God has forgotten you. But I tell you, you will live tonight a different person. So if somebody told me at a time that one day you will be in the same room with this man, I mean, the man is there, Frank Edwards, I was just a nobody walking on the street. At that time, I didn't even know I would be ministering. So it wasn't even like I was already a music minister. I was just a hawker. Do you understand? So if someone told me, I would say, where is the connection? My dad has never been to America before. None of my family members had been to America at that time. So it didn't make sense. But you see, when God steps into your case, he will cut away the wasted years and he will join you where you're supposed to be. So you just cut those years you think you have wasted. God can cut it away, and people who knew you will not recognize you. Nothing is too much for this God. Only if you can truly live for him. You know, as young people, we have a lot of energy. There's so much you want to do. You know, your mind is telling you to do this, you know, you want to. Peer pressure sometimes pushes you to do what you shouldn't be doing as a child of God. But if you want to truly see the hand of God in your life, you must live for him. I mean, genuinely. You know, sometimes we feel like, let me hide and do this. Nobody sees. Meanwhile, God says, you are the apple of my eye. You are in his eyes and you think he's not seeing you. You are right in his eyes. He's seeing you, watching you like this. He said, you are the apple of my eyes. So how can you do anything for him not to see it? So he's watching over you 24/7. He's seeing you. So every day, every second that you live, you must try. It's not like you will not make mistakes as a human being. But you see, there's a difference between weakness and wickedness. Do you understand? If it's a weakness, I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. But if it's wickedness, you need to stop it. That thing you know that will drive the Holy Spirit away from you. Listen, no matter what God has destined for you to be, if you keep driving the Holy Spirit away, you will never become that thing. Because it's through the help of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. And he will what? He will reveal to you things to come. Hallelujah. So just say thank you, Jesus. Say, begin to thank him for where he's taking you to. Has God been faithful to you? Has he been faithful? So just sing this simple song.
All my life you have been faithful.
Sing one more time.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Oh.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. You see what you just sang as a young person. God's goodness is what? That's what is promised. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So you stop chasing. Stop chasing goodness and mercy. They are supposed to be chasing you. When you chase God, they will chase you. When you chase God, they will chase you. So don't let any young person tell you, hey, come, let me teach you how to... What did it press laptop? What is it called? Come, let me teach you how to do Yahoo Yahoo. Say it's a quick way to make money. You know, young people get involved with all sort of rubbish. But tonight, I want you to be a young person with a difference. I know you are. I'm just saying, just in case there is anybody here, you know, that they're already luring you to do what you shouldn't do. I say, tell them that you're not running after those things because God's goodness is... Your goodness is running out. It's running out. Yeah, yeah. Your goodness is running out. It's running out
to me.
Sing it out.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me.
One more time.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me.
Huh. whenever I call, you are there. Whenever I pray, Lord, you hear me. Yeah. I'm not alone, this I know. What can I bring to you, Lord? Above the song of praise, what can I do? Everybody say,
what can I do?
No, what can I do? Yeah. For the things you've done for me.
No, here we go.
For the life you gave, yeah. Has he given you life? You brought me close to you.
Here we go, dog, here we go.
And you call me your own. What more can I say? Hey,
what can I do?
Nothing at all without you. This life I live for you. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do. Just the ladies now. Louder. Now the men join them. Hallelujah. My prayer for you is that you will not miss heaven. As we are singing this hallelujah here, I will see you when we get to heaven. And we will sing hallelujah together. Hallelujah. 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 Just, I love you guys so much, man. I can feel you're pulling a lot from me, from the Spirit. And that you have received tonight. That you have received tonight. No demon can steal it from you. When you get back to work, be it tomorrow or whenever, you'll notice that something has changed. Things that were troubling you before, God has taken care of it. How many of you are like, 21, 22, 23, wave me. No, wave. I need to see your hand. Let me tell you something. Why you must not go wrong or listen to anybody who wants to mislead you. They say, why do you want to be born again at 21? Why do you want to be born again at 22? Come and do this. You will make a lot of money. Come and do that. See, I've been born again since I was 7. Right? And I became a millionaire at 23. Hold on. I became a millionaire at 23. Now, obviously, I'm no longer a millionaire. What am I trying to tell you? Hold on. What am I trying to tell you? Everything you're looking for is in Christ. And listen, when God blesses you, you can sleep at night peacefully. Because the gift and the blessings of God is without sorrow. But if you get it from the devil, how do you want to build a house that you're not able to sleep at night? Some of them, they make money and they will tell them, you can't help your family with that money. What kind of money is that? What kind of nonsense money is that? You're not able to sleep. You're not able to help somebody. In fact, some of them, they are even counting die when they will die. What kind of money is that? So why would you get yourself involved in something like that? I know that you're not like that, but I'm just saying, just in case there is anybody like that tonight, God will give you a change of heart tonight. And just in case, if you're here and you're not born again, and you say you want me to lead you to Christ, you know, say, this meeting is very important. If you want to give your life to Christ, you're not yet born again. Don't be shy. Just raise your hand wherever you are. Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You know, sometimes you see, so everybody will now know that I'm not born again. If you're here tonight and you want to give your life to Christ, just raise your hand. I can see 2 hands at the back. Are you bold enough to come forward? Do you think so? I see 2 hands at the back. Are you bold enough to come forward? Please just move a bit back for them. Put your hands together for them. If it's just because of these 2 that we had this meeting tonight, it's worth it. Put your hands together for them as they are coming. And if there are more people, be bold enough to join them. If there are more people, just come. We will wait for you. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. 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 If you're coming, just come. We will wait for you. This is very important. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.